So here we are, Radio Springfield City, the voice of Greater Springfield. My name is Naren Sinathambi. Why do I sound like that's good morning, Vietnam? Hopefully none of you are too old to remember that. We are here today with Ben Davis. Ben, thank you for being with us.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
This is our first episode, so very, very exciting.
I'm happy to be the first. That's great.
We've got a lot to talk about. Now, one thing that I wanted to talk about is what supercharges you in the morning. I, myself, have a crazy coffee, which gives me a complete buzz. Maria Beckers, my partner in crime at Radio Springfield City, has put me onto this terrible drink, which she insists is good for intermittent fasting. It's a black coffee with 2 tablespoons of salted butter and 2 tablespoons of coconut oil. Tastes terrible, but apparently it does the trick. What's your way of supercharging the morning, Ben?
Mate, I've got my day packed, so my morning always starts at 4 a.m.
Yep.
And it starts with a pre-workout before going to the gym. And then as soon as the gym's done, get home, get the kids out of bed and get them ready for school and have a couple more coffees. So, yeah, definitely a caffeine addict, I think.
Well, I think kids are the best wake-up call because I'm up at 3:30 and, you know, I try and get out of the house before the kids are up and leave that to my wife. And she's not happy with that strategy. She's caught on to it. But anyway, Ben, we're here to talk about a number of topics. Obviously, you're the proprietor of City Cave for Greater Springfield. You
Yes.
also have the Athlete's Foot. So a lot of things keeping you busy. You're a family man. You've got 2 children.
Yes.
3 and 7, did you say?
Yep, 4 and 7.
4 and 7. You
yep.
forgot their first.
I did.
I know how it is.
To be fair, the birthday was only a couple of months ago. So.
Absolutely. So now, Ben, tell us a little bit about how you started this journey.
Sure. So I started working at the Athlete's Foot as a uni job.
Wow.
It was my job while I was at uni.
In Orion.
So I actually started at the Forest Lake store.
Okay.
When that was around. And then when they opened the Springfield store, I moved over to the Springfield
wow.
store. And I was
so
a casual.
A true pioneer.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was here from day one, from 2007.
And it was pretty quiet days in Orion back
Look,
then.
Look, it was, there was, yeah, there was the strip and that was about it, which was really, really exciting. We knew what the area was going to be. I grew up in Greenbank, so I knew when this was all bush.
Yeah,
it was phenomenal. I remember coming down the dirt road that is now the Springfield Arterial.
That's just yep. been duplicated.
Yeah, it's amazing. So it's really cool seeing that evolution and being through that way. But yeah, it was my uni job. And
you make me feel very old when I say that. You make me feel extremely old. But anyway, where are you living now?
So I live in Kamira.
Wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. So I live in Kamira. Yeah, and so while I was at uni, I was working at the Athlete's Foot, and I had 6 months to go on my uni degree, and I woke up one morning and went, this isn't for me. Uni is not for me.
Right.
I woke up, and so I didn't go that day, just didn't go to my classes.
Wow.
And I woke up the next morning, and I had work at the Athlete's Foot, and I had energy, and it just sort of clicked in me, and I went, okay, this is what I want to actually do. This is what I want to do with my life, and I gave up a professional career to do retail.
And what were you studying in there?
I was studying a Bachelor of Education and a Bachelor of Creative Industries in Drama. So I was going to be a drama and English teacher
yeah, okay.
at QUT.
And how did you end up acquiring the rights for that Athlete's Foot?
So I, after I had decided that that was what I was going to do and I was going to work at the Athlete's Foot, I rang my boss and told him that I wanted a full-time job. And he asked me if I was insane because I only had 6 months left to go on my degree. And I told him, no, this is definitely what I want to do, but I want to buy the Springfield store from him. To which he said, go away, there's no chance I'm selling that yet because
really?
He'd only just opened it,
yeah.
Which was the absolute correct call. And I did say to him, that's not what I want. I want to work for him for 5 years,
yes.
Understand the business, understand how it all works and the intricacies of the behind the scenes stuff, understand all of that, and then approach him to buy the business. And to his word, that's exactly what we did. So I worked for Richie for 5 years, worked as a 2IC at the Springfield store. I couldn't move up into a manager's role, so I went and worked over at Carindale for 3 years while they were doing the major renovations of that shopping centre.
After the 5 years.
So that was within that 5 years?
Within the 5 years.
And then I came back and I bought the store pretty much 5 years later from Richie. He sold it to me.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's so important that, you know, these days, whether you are 6 months in or whether you've graduated, I always have a saying, Ben, and I think especially having young people, young children in our lives, I always tell them, find your passion, you find your purpose.
100%.
Because you can do a degree and that's fantastic, but if your heart's not in it, what's the point?
I agree 100%. I think, definitely. I'm an emotional being myself. So if I'm not feeling what I need to feel from a position, I'll remove myself from that position.
And isn't that interesting? Because so many people go into their 20s, their 30s, their 40s, sometimes their whole life, saying, look, I'm just marred into this, so I've got to go. And you don't have to.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely. And you're very lucky that you had a boss who, whilst he didn't want to give it to you straight away, he supported your vision, but you also had the commitment to go out, find the managerial skills, and all these types of extra, like you said, behind the scene intricacies that you need to run a shop. Because when the shop is yours, it's yours. You're the bookkeeper, you're the marketer, you're the one that sells, you're everything, aren't you?
100%.
Regardless of whether you have a franchise behind you, you are the franchise.
Absolutely, and I think it's really important, and I think probably one of the biggest mistakes that a lot of people can make when they start in a franchise or in a small business is they miss the focus on the culture and developing a culture within their business that translates down to their staff, and just creating the right communication levels with their staff, with their customers, creating just an environment that people actually want to be in. And that's really, really vital. And when we're in a community like Springfield, where everybody kind of wants to stay in Springfield, having that community connection and being a part of the community emotionally is the best thing you can possibly do.
And it's so, so interesting that you say that, because I always find that when you travel outside of Greater Springfield, I feel that you've almost left this bubble, because you're on the Centenary Highway. The next thing you are is you're in Jindalee, or you go the other way and you're in Red Bank Plains. But
yeah,
there's this kind of road that just leads you from the Greater Springfield bubble. And my wife always gets angry at me when she sends me for bread and milk and I've gone 2.5 hours. She thinks I've gone nightclubbing or something like that. And I said, no, I've just met a lot of friends and colleagues down at Orion. And
absolutely,
I think that's very different. And I'm not going to name any other shopping centers, but when I go in there, I just feel like I'm sardine packed in. I get tense, I get anxious, and I just want to get out of there. But I think the best thing that Mervac did when they built that shopping center was create that strip, because you see your people watching, you end up meeting someone that you catch up with. But going back to the athlete's foot where you are, a lot of people I find in the 22 years that I've been at Greater Springfield is that they want to see the person behind the brand. You can't just rely on the franchise. The franchise is extremely powerful, but there's so many times, and my wife has a little bit of a go at me about this, but I refuse to go and spend money at a shop where they can't ask me, where they don't ask me, can I help you? And, you know, she says I'm a little bit sensitive about it, but I said, look, that person's probably earning $20, $30 an hour. If they can't take 3 seconds to say, hi, how can I help you? Why should I go? That's less than probably 1 cent of their time. Why should I spend the time with them? And you know, going to a store, knowing that I'm going to see Ben, knowing that he understands I'm flat-footed, I need a special type of shoe, I prefer this over that, and you just get to know me. I find that money actually becomes a secondary objectivity to that. They say, well, Ben looks after me, and if I have any problem with this, he knows my footwear, he knows I'm always on site, he knows that I'm doing 10,000 steps a day or whatever it is. That really makes the business. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And that's something that we kind of focus on. Our philosophy within the store that we talk about is that we don't sell shoes at the athlete's foot, in particular at Springfield. We don't sell shoes, we sell fit. And so what that means is that, yes, our job and our goal is to fit the correct footwear to the person, but that's not everything we need to fit. We need to fit the activities that they're doing and the frequency of the activities, the injuries that they've got or lack thereof. We need to fit their budget, we need to fit their style, we need to fit their emotion, we need to fit all of that. And so it's a long process, and you can't do that if you don't have rapport and build a relationship with that customer straight away.
You can't do it if you don't love it.
100%. And I'm very, very picky when I hire staff. The last round of hirings that we did, I hired 5 staff out of that hiring cycle, and I had nearly 500 resumes.
Really? 5 out of 500?
Yep. And it's because we are looking for the absolute best.
And your team represent you.
100%. And we always make sure as well that when we go into a hiring cycle, we're not hiring out of desperation. So we're not hiring when we need staff. Yes. We're hiring when we want staff.
I love that.
And so that way we don't have to find ourselves taking on people that are going to be a bit of a project to get them up to speed. We can take the people that are already showing an interest in what we do, that are a little bit sort of obsessed with footwear already, and those sorts of things, and then we can manifest that into a great staff member that's going to be genuine in their interactions with our customers.
It's so important these days, man, because a lot of people just take a job for a job, but I really have profound respect for people who really do feel very passionately about what they do. And I'll give you an example. I was in Sydney one time. The Apple store is one of my favorite stores to go to. My wife hates me going there because I know she knows I'll spend about $300. But when I
Cheap trip.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's one of the cheapest trips. But I remember going in one time and I bought an Apple cover for my phone. And there was a couple of bubbles that came onto it. And the gentleman took it off and he wouldn't let me leave until he got a ride, and he did about 4 tries. And I went out of the store thinking, this guy is probably never gonna be a millionaire. He's probably might not even buy a house. He'll probably go home at 5:30, grab a beer, watch the footy, and that's gonna be his life. But I have more respect for him because he took pride and would not let me leave until I had a great experience. And that is the person who will probably be the happiest in what they do. And here I am, 12 years later, talking about that person.
And you know what, that's job satisfaction for that person.
Yes.
And it's a memorable moment. Yes. That you want to create for people that are patronizing your business.
Yes.
There are plenty of places you can go and buy a pair of shoes from.
Absolutely.
But if I can create a moment where you have the ability to talk about it 12 years later,
yes,
then the guys have succeeded in what they do.
Absolutely. And the thing is that in this digital age, you know, there's so many people who go online shopping, and even I was at the bank last week and they said to me, you can do all this via an app. And I said, well, I don't want to. I want to look at a person and say, this is what I need. Can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? And I have a little bit of fear that in the digital age, we're going to lose that. And I really feel that everyone should be able to, at least once in their lifetime, have a human-to-human experience where they say, wow, I bought that because that person was just a decent human being.
Yeah, 100%.
And how do you feel about retail moving into that digital sphere and losing that?
I don't. There are certain industries where that will absolutely become the dominant force.
Yes.
Where the interaction of people will be replaced by reading descriptions of product and buying it that way. But I think things that need to be fitted, you need to wear and try, that industry will definitely be safe. We have absolutely seen a shift to online purchases.
Mm.
But we've also seen a significant shift in people returning that product.
Yeah,
because
right.
They're not able to try it.
Yes.
Before they actually purchase the product. So what that ends up doing is that they end up having to come back into the store, and then we take them through the whole process to get them the right footwear.
Yeah.
Or
probably converted them from saying, I don't want to do that online.
It's very much a case of a lot of people do get burnt in those situations.
Yes.
And they go, yep, cool, I'm not going to try that again.
Absolutely. Now, I find that, you know, we were talking about Springfield earlier. I find Greater Springfield extremely unique. And a lot of people can say that I'm biased, but I don't feel that I am, because I feel that the businesses that thrive, not just survive, but thrive in Greater Springfield, are the ones that connect with the community. We have a very, very, very special community that if they are looked after, they will go to that business for as long as they live here. And I find that, and a business that I really love and I loved one of the owners of the business. Both of them are amazing. Was Two Butchers.
Yes.
And, you know, for some reason, it was incredible. There was an amazing butcher at Springfield, and I think they're still there. But Two Butchers, a lot of people were saying, we had 45,000 people here. How is there not a butcher in the main shopping center? And Steve, may he rest in peace. He was a wonderful one of the co-owners, and you've got Kenny as well. But when they opened the store, they went out of their way to help people, and even going up to Avail at Mother's Day and giving all the seniors their flowers. Like, that was the kind of stuff that made them really the heart and soul of the community. And there's so many, there's at least five or six other businesses that I can name. They might not be in a primary location, but they've got heart and soul. And the Springfieldians are extremely loyal to them. Extremely loyal.
Absolutely. And we found that as well. We do a lot of local sponsorships as well, as much as we can, anyway, within the budget.
Yes. As long as you do it from the heart.
100%.
They are grateful.
Absolutely.
You don't need to give stupendous amounts, but they say, you know what? Ben's just starting up. And he supported that. I appreciate that.
Look, we will give where we can. So our big focus is obviously to the people that we can see the most benefit of, that's mutually beneficial. So we sponsored the Springfield Runners Group, which we've had since I took over. So that's 10 years.
Wow.
11 years. We've sponsored the Springfield Runners Group.
How big that group
is. It's phenomenal.
It's in Queensland,
yeah,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, nearly 3,000 members. It's phenomenal. And those guys are great. They're so inclusive of everybody, no matter what their fitness levels are or anything like that. There's always an ability for somebody, which is great. So we're really happy to do that. The other big one that we sponsor is pretty much every single local school.
Right.
So each back to school time is our busiest time of the year.
Yes.
We'll do a significant amount of formal school shoes and sports shoes and all that sort of stuff. We're actually the biggest school shoe retailer in Australia.
Wow.
Formal school shoe retailer in Australia. So we have an insanely big range, and what we do with that range is, for every shoe that's purchased, we donate $5 back to your school.
That's fantastic.
So, you know, places like Stack, we give them around about $1,500 every year.
Right.
Springfield Central, around about $600 to $700 every year. We sponsor pretty much every school. I think there's about 27 schools that we do within our community
27.
Group. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, because our territory reaches all through Greenbank,
yeah,
and through Bow Desert as well, and out west through Ipswich,
okay,
as well.
That's amazing. See, I didn't even know that, and I'm sure many of our listeners didn't know that. Now, you've gone on another entrepreneurial journey, and that's
we have.
Innovative.
Yes.
I'd love to talk about that, because firstly, I think health and wellness has become a massive, massive topic of awareness, especially post-COVID.
100%.
And a lot of people, I think, focus on their mental well-being, but we're seeing it inextricably tied into physical well-being. And,
yes.
And just their overall wellness. Now, can you tell me about City Cave? Because I think it has different parts of the business which maybe in the 90s, which is when I grew up, and I'm showing my age now, but they would have been laughed at, like flotation tanks and all those things. But I consider them an advancement in our understanding of science and well-being. And
absolutely.
And we turn them into wellness areas. So share us a little bit about City Cave, because I know it's exploded as a franchise.
City Cave was extremely exciting to get involved in. We got involved, my wife and I bought her one of our Flauna packs, which is a float and a sauna.
Right.
So I bought her one of those for her. Yeah, yeah. So we bought that for her. I bought it for her birthday about 2 years ago. And we came out of it after having our float and our sauna, and she just looked at me and said, we need to buy one of these.
Really?
This is just phenomenal. And that was at the Springfield Center, which was great. So we did our research, and we ended up buying one about 18 months later, and we built it up in Cairns.
Right.
So we
go to Cairns?
Because there was no territories left in Brisbane,
okay.
But this was a means for us to get into the network. So we built that one up in Cairns, which was really, really exciting, because it taught us how to run a business remotely, which was really cool. And Cairns was ideal for this type of therapy and this treatment. They absolutely lapped it up. And ironically, Cairns has a huge amount of sauna. You wouldn't think for
a
hot climate.
Didn't do that at all.
So yeah, it's very, very unique in Cairns, which we loved. But then the opportunity came up for us to purchase the Springfield store and the Ipswich store. So we bought both of those 6 weeks ago.
You don't slow down, did you?
No, mate. No, we don't slow down. We don't slow down.
You've got some great footwear. See.
Just keeps me running. So we bought the Springfield and Ipswich stores 6 weeks ago.
Wow. And congratulations.
Thank you. It's been phenomenal. I absolutely love the business. I love the concept of the business. And I love the energy of the franchise and the culture of that franchise network. It is just... because it's in such an infant state, there's so much collaboration within the network and we all get to have our ideas and pitch ideas and it's just a beautiful moment to be involved in a brand new business.
Well, obviously I understand and I think our listeners understand what the Athlete's Foot does, but share with us some of the services that City Cave does. So you've talked about Flauna.
Yes.
But break it down for us a little bit.
Sure. So there's three main services that we provide, and that's a float therapy, infrared sauna, and then massage therapy.
Tell me about float therapy.
Absolutely. So float therapy, what we do differently to pretty much any other float that you'll ever have seen is we don't use float pods. So you don't get into a pod and close the door and get that claustrophobic feel.
Right.
What we've done is we've set up three rooms.
That's what I thought they were. They were like chambers.
Almost. No, we've set up rooms. So literally your own cave. Okay, and inside of that cave is a pool that has around about 1,000 litres of water in it and 450 kilos of magnesium sulfate.
Wow.
So that water is thicker than the Dead Sea.
Really?
Yeah. So it's absolutely phenomenal. You absolutely do, because when you get into that pool, the water is set at 34.5 degrees, okay, which is the same temperature as the air. So we monitor the air as well. And the reason it's at 34.5 degrees is because that's the same temperature as your skin. So when you're in the pool and you settle down, you turn the lights off and the room will go completely pitch black.
Okay.
And it shuts off your sight senses.
Right.
No distractions, nothing like that. So we tell you to turn your phone off. Not on silent, because it'll buzz. Turn it off.
Yes.
Into the pool.
Which is a good thing, to be honest.
Look, disconnection is really, really important to that mental health. Yes. Absolutely. It's really good. So you get into the pool, you turn the light off, and you'll start to settle, and your body will settle, your mind will slow down, your heart rate will slow down, and you'll start to just relax. And the reason the air temperature, the water temperature is the same as your skin is because it will literally give you that sense of weightlessness. You won't be able to feel where the air begins and the water ends. So everything is regulated at that body temperature, and so all the touch points on your body are completely nullified. So we remove that sensory, that touch sensation as well.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people, including myself, I really feel a lot of sensory overload now. And
absolutely.
You know, I tell my wife, Priya, if I'm at the shops for too long, I've got to get out of here because it's just too overwhelming.
So absolutely.
Having that disconnect is fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, how long do these sessions last?
So we give you an hour and a half, but the float itself lasts about an hour. And that gives you time then to have a shower beforehand and a shower afterwards, because you will be white from the amount of salt that your body absorbs. So you'll absorb that moisture. The skin will go whiter.
Yeah, okay.
You'll get a salt crust. Let's go with that.
Right,
you and me both, mate. So you shower down afterwards. And then once you've done that, you head outside and we've got a space set up that's a relaxation space. So you can stay there for as long as you like. We're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every single day, 7 days a week.
Okay.
So if your float is at 6 p.m., you can stay there for the 3 hours. I don't mind.
Okay.
Just hang out and enjoy the space and take as much time as you need.
That's fantastic.
It's really, really amazing.
And the second service?
So sauna. So infrared sauna is a little bit different to your traditional Swedish saunas. So there's no water vapor.
Okay.
It's a dry sauna. Okay, so infrared sauna essentially uses the full infrared spectrum, so it's a three-phase spectrum, and that gives you deep muscle penetration. So it's the same wavelength as the sun without the UV.
Okay.
The positive out of that is that you don't have to have it at 70 or 80 degrees like you do in a Swedish sauna.
Yes, okay.
About 53 degrees is the maximum temperature you need.
Okay.
Any hotter than that, you're just making yourself uncomfortable with no additional benefit.
Right.
So what that means is you can sit in there for 45 minutes with absolutely, with far less discomfort than you would out of a Swedish sauna.
And I mean, Swedish saunas are fantastic, but you really do feel the intensity
absolutely.
Of the sweat and everything like that.
So absolutely.
This is obviously an advancement or a different alternative.
Different alternative, absolutely. It's just far more comfortable. It has a higher level of detoxification as well. You'll find that a lot of the time when you're sitting in the saunas, when you get up, the towel that we've put down for you, it'll have little black spots on it. That's actually the heavy metals being drawn out of your skin.
Really?
And it's all from infrared. So it's pretty amazing, and that helps insanely with muscle recovery. So we lose a lot of athletes that will come in after doing big events or during like heavy training cycles.
Right.
We'll use the infrared sauna, and the bonus out of that as well is a 45-minute session. You can burn up to 600 calories.
Wow.
So that's always a nice little. I mean, that's a nice little ice cream afterwards, right?
Yeah. And the third service.
The third service is massage therapy, which everybody knows, but we have some phenomenal massage therapists that will do a whole range of treatments. So we specialize in relaxation and deep tissue and remedial massage, but we've got some therapists that also offer cupping, dry needling. One of our therapists at the moment,
cupping and dry needling.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. One of our therapists at the moment is training up to do lipedema treatment, which is amazing, an amazing treatment to have for a lot of people that have issues with fat storage and things like that. So that's going to be amazing when she's fully qualified to do all of that.
Isn't that similar to fat freezing, which I've kind of...
No, this is a massage therapy. So lipedema, you're going to have to excuse me if I get this wrong, but basically the fat inside, the fat cells harden and your body can't process them properly.
Right.
So they actually have to be moved in order for your body to break them down.
I never knew that you had massage therapy. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Now, where can we find you?
So we're up at the Spring Lake. Yeah, we're up at Spring Lake Metro.
Okay.
Near the McGrath Real Estate.
Oh, yes.
Up there.
Of course.
And the Night Owl. So we're in between those guys.
Okay, right. Okay, I've got you.
Remedy Coffee?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, across from them.
So after I've lost the 600 calories, I can get a Remedy Coffee.
Absolutely, spot on.
Guilt-free.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, realistically, you know, you gave this gift to your wife. It's almost a gift that keeps on giving.
Absolutely, absolutely. And mate, it's great because my wife has a beauty therapy background.
Oh,
so this is her wheelhouse, and she is just, she's an inspiration. She's phenomenal at this.
Well, our wives are the inspiration.
Mate, they absolutely are. We're just the spaces of it, right?
So
but they do all the hard work.
18 months later, now tell me about the time. I find it fascinating that you started remotely. How was that? Was that a challenge for you?
Extremely. But what it also did is it taught us how to be efficient.
Mm.
And
which is vital in business.
100%. 100%. There are, you can really get bogged down in the micro transactions. Instead of looking at the macro picture. And when you're doing things remotely, that's really tricky to do. It's really tricky to look at the overall arcing picture and what is going to be more effective and the better use of your time.
And
then delegation of those micro pictures. So, yeah.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt, but I was just going to say it's a crucial point that we may have skipped over, but the staff in Cairns must have profound trust and respect for you as well. And your wife's name, sorry?
Melissa.
What for yourself and Melissa, they must say, well, we've got to do the right thing because they're the face of the business in the end of the day. You're on athlete's foot, you're up in Brisbane, you've got kids, so they must really rely on you. And that goes back to having the right vision, and they must see you as a bit of a leader that wants to look after the business on your behalf.
Communication again.
Yes.
Is that's the absolute key. So
you've got to believe in you.
Absolutely. And just simple rewards. Never underestimate the ability of just saying thank you.
Absolutely.
Of just telling the guys, you know what? Yep, this month was a bit tough, but we can see through your KPIs and the stats that you've got that you've given it an effort. And we can appreciate that. So thank you.
Yes.
And never underestimate that. The positive that I think for myself and Melissa as well, the both of us, is we started at the bottom, right? We were both casual employees earning.
People can probably see that.
Yeah.
Ben hasn't just come here. He's actually dropped out of uni. He pursued his vision.
Yeah.
He did the half decade and they've done it.
Mate, Melissa and I were living out of home, working. She was working full time as a beauty therapist. I was studying and working at the athlete's foot. We hardly saw each other.
Mm.
and paying for a house in Hurston, so that we could go to uni. And then when I took over and took on a full time role, I was earning $40,000 a year, and we just focused and saved every cent that we could to get the deposit that we needed to buy our athlete's footstool, because that was our goal, that was our focus, and that was our drive. And we knew we had 5 years, so we just buckled down and got it done. And made those sacrifices, and we kept telling ourselves that we sacrifice now because the future is going to be easier.
I think that's what young people need to hear, Ben, because it's all about everyone thinks that they could. I mean, my son always talks to me about a character called Mr. Beast, and subsequently
yes.
I learned about him as being a YouTuber, and they all think that they can, you know, become millionaires by being gamers and all the rest of it, which I think is wonderful that those industries and areas have opened up. But I think that everyone still needs to understand you still need to have a work ethic. You still need to turn up, do the work, because I'm pretty sure that whether it's Mr. Beast or Logan Paul or any of these guys, they're studying what they do. They might have started it off as a game, but they're in there looking at the analytics and what to do next. And you don't get to do that unless you put the work
in. It's big business.
Absolutely.
It's big business. And these guys are the same as when you're growing up as a kid wanting to be a football star, right?
Absolutely.
It's the 0.1% of people
Absolutely.
That make that.
100%. And I think that one piece of advice that we can give anyone, and we talked about it earlier, is find your passion. And
100%.
And I think this is the thing that I get from my father as well, who said, look, I never wanted to be an entrepreneur. I just ended up finding something that I love. And even now, I get supreme inspiration from him and my mother, who started off nursing, and she became a nurse, and then she gave it all up to help him as a secretary and started the business. And he always tells me, every day I turn up to work, I'm still that boy from the village with no electricity and no running water, because that's how it has to be. And we really, really appreciate your time in telling us your story, and congratulations to everything that you and Melissa have achieved.
Thank you.
We'd love to support you, not only at City Cave, but the Athlete's Foot.
And I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for your time.
Thank
Ben.
You so much.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you.